If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This menu is a masterpiece.
This is the worst party ever.
Knock, knock. I brought chicken fingers.
Raising Cane's! The party is saved!
Peter, Mr. Billingsley.
Celebrate the holidays with Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One left.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And we know that Shin Daddy has retired. There's not many games going on either.
It's borderline ridiculous right now.
Yesterday,
everyone was out. So there's no one in the bank, no loan officers, anyone there. So Shin Daddy did 24 loans yesterday.
In retirement mode.
That's a long
day. Instead of being like, I just might want to stop back tomorrow. I'm retiring here in a week or so, but just stop back tomorrow. Nope. Shin Daddy goes, what do we need? So we need to buy some hogs? Yeah, come on in. Let's go. Let's knock this thing out quick.
Drawing up a loan's not a small
thing. No, it's not. And
24 of them.
Yeah, he did 24 yesterday.
That's a long day.
Yeah. So, Doug Johnson, if you're listening, that's incredible.
That's a 12-hour day.
Yeah, it's a 12-hour. Tam said he was lucky to get him home. Lucky to get him home. Yeah.
He took no lunch.
He's still working. It's as if he hasn't stopped. I don't know if he will stop. Maybe he won't retire. Maybe there'll be events starting next January. I have no idea.
I'm sorry. I ask sometimes questions that you can't answer. But
well, remember our friend Chris at the Baldwin shop retired, and he's back working again. He just can't get away.
He's toilet paper. We're out there. All of a sudden, there's Chris running the toilet paper.
We thought you retired, Chris. No, I couldn't stay away.
Yeah.
It's an interesting discussion, that whole retirement discussion. What do you do? I mean, there's guys coaching when they're 70 years old. Phil Snow today, by the way, available. Anyway, Shindy.
Available, like he's going to come on our show?
He's available for the media.
Gotcha.
He's always welcome. Come on in, Phil. Nice.
For the media. speaking of media, is Shindy ever available to media?
Ooh, good question.
He would be. We can do that.
Norfolk newspaper?
Yeah, we can do that.
Young Ben should talk
young
to him.
Ben.
Young Ben.
Wait.
He didn't recover the retirement party?
Ben, if you're listening, we need to do a feature in the Norfolk paper on Shindy.
Absolutely.
His retirement.
Yeah, this would be huge. Talk about getting some clicks.
He became an icon across Nebraska.
Traffic.
Web traffic.
Web traffic. Is that what he's talking about? Is that the lingo?
Web traffic.
Why? Let's build.
Think of the numbers that story's doing.
Imagine Ben making the drive up too. It'd be nice.
Okay, now here's what I envision: front page of the Norfolk newspaper, portrait picture,
Shindaddy.
Portrait photo of Shindy, maybe with Tam. Yeah. And then a story by Ben.
I see this happening.
Yes. And a long story about the career of Shindy.
Detailed.
Yes.
And the daily activities he put on at the bank, too.
Yes.
Daily activities.
That would be
a
sidebar.
And also, Ben was part of that. Young Ben was part of that. He was there every day listening to. He's kind of like what...
Young Ben would bring the figure out here.
To bring the figure out every... Get rid of the figure. Ben had to bring it out. And then how about the best part would be if we'd be sitting here...
The cardboard figure.
The cardboard figure, and it wasn't here. We'd give Ben this. Yeah. He'd go get it and have to walk behind us and carry it behind
us. We'd be on the air.
We'd be on the air, and Ben would try to whip through. And
it was somewhat demeaning.
A little bit.
Where's it at?
Ben.
Point up here.
Hey. And then Ben would give us the old, you know, like that.
Yeah, this is what I'm doing. Yeah. This is what I'm doing in my job. I'm carrying a cardboard cutout.
Shin Daddy.
I'm not joking, though. I would think there's a newspaper up in that region that would be doing a story on Shin Daddy's retirement.
It'll be Norfolk. What is that? Yeah. The Gazette?
I think it's the Norfolk Daily News.
Daily News. Yeah, that's what you're right.
Yeah. The Daily.
They didn't go out of their way with their name in their paper. They didn't make it too difficult.
Hold on. There's Norfolk nothing wrong Daily with the Daily News.
No, there is.
No,
it needs to be like the plane dealer or the telecom or something. I mean,
there's never been a telecom.
I know. Something.
There's no newspaper in the world named the telecom.
There's a Gazette. The telecom. There's a Times. It's called the Pender
What's
Times.
What's wrong with Daily News?
No, it's terrible. It's Daily News. Creative. Come on. Whoever, what do you guys think? You guys want to do a paper? Yeah, what should we do? I don't know. How about Daily News? Thank you. No, it needs to be way better.
What is Columbus's paper?
What's that?
Quiz for you.
The Discover.
No, it's the Telegram, right? Is it the Telegram?
Yes. The good Telegram. Job. How do you know that?
I don't know.
The Columbus Telegram.
Osmosis? I don't know why I know that. Yeah.
Columbus Telegram.
What's Grand Island? The Independent, isn't it?
Yeah, the Independent.
Beatrice,
it was funny.
Beatrice Daily Sun.
Daily Sun.
That's unique.
It's different.
The Independent was funny when I worked there. And
that's when you got locked in the...
Yes.
You had to break the window out.
But one time I was very proud of my first job. And I made a stop, like a quick stop. And the guy, we were making small talk. And he said, "You work at the Independent?" Yeah. And he goes, "We call it the Daily Disappointment." That was super
right
funny.
There with
I work at the Daily Disappointment.
Where's New Mexico State at? Lost Causes? New Mexico?
Anyway, Telegram, Norfolk Daily News.
There's and Beatrice Daily Sun.
Yes. Beatrice Daily
Young Ben
Sun.
Listens to our show. Young Ben, please chime in. If we get him up there, what day would you like to go up and see? Be nice.
Interview
to do
Shindy.
Be nice to do it before Christmas. It'll be festive.
That would be.
Be very festive.
Some guys don't want that. They don't want to do an interview.
So my question is, Steve, when you did articles like you did feature articles like The Independent, right? Or
yeah.
So
100.
Did you man your own camera? Because back then you'd had like a digital.
Back then.
So did you take a photographer with you?
I'll give you an example. Remember Coach Fisher?
Yes.
Ken Fisher. I did profile on Ken Fisher when I was at the Daily Independent. No, back then there was a photography staff. I don't know. I think you're more apt in this day and age as a journalist to have to do that. But no, we would.
Well, now it would just be just your phone camera is as good as any camera. But yeah, so my question is, do we need to have a photographer?
Right.
Does Wendy Rip need to be there at the bank to take the photo of Shin Daddy?
I would think that Norfolk Daily News would have their own photographer.
I don't think so.
Do you see him like leaning up like against the
vault? I don't know.
Let me see. Against the vault? Or you see him at his desk?
These profile photos were always tricky. Yeah. I mean, what would
Does
you do?
Does he have a bag of cash in his hand?
No. What would you do with Shindy? Would you put him in a suit and have him behind a desk?
I think you have him in a Midwest Bank quarter zip.
Yeah.
That's what I quarter think he zip. Should be. But does he at his desk or is he, or is, and I want, I don't, I'm with you though. I don't want an action shot. I don't want him like, meeting with a farmer.
Okay.
Right. I'd rather see him like the big smile.
Just focus on Shin Daddy by himself.
But
my
question, portrait photo.
But a portrait photo is it should be large.
Large.
Too.
Front
this
page.
This is the lead story.
Yes, the front page.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's what we're talking about. Those portrait photos were it was always interesting to me because we'd have you just like with Crouch. I told you the one
with the Bale one.
The best one ever was John Mabry's creation where. I would always have to tell Crouch. I don't have to call Crouch and say, I'm doing another story on you, and this one's about all the mail you get from people. And John Mabry wants you to get in a mail cart, and we're going to put a bunch of mail in there, and you're going to stick your head through it and smile.
What was his response to that?
He just would be perfect. He'd just say, when can we do it? And then we'd have to organize. John would organize it.
It's a lot of stuff. So we
there's a lot.
You think
like,
Ben can do all that? I have a friend.
Yes, I do.
He can do it like that. I have a friend up there that can help. Jim Cox, a friend of mine, could help with this. And so if I can get, I can
get. We're talking about a feature story with an accompanying photo.
Yes.
Jim Cox, my neighbor. Neighbor Jim's name is Jim Cox too.
We'll have him drive up too. So, but
neighbor Jim and your Jim.
I have somebody in Norfolk that could handle this at the highest level to be an assistant if young Ben needs someone. Jim might even drive him up there if he need be.
Would Shindy agree to an interview?
I think he would. Do you have to sign off on anything? Is there any sort of a legal documents you need for that?
No, some guys just don't want to talk about themselves, you know. Yeah. Now,
but he'll highlight the bank and Tamron.
So what you do in that case is you talk to people around him. You talk to
There'll be a lot of people there. Yeah, right. You'll want to talk to Deb. Yeah,
talk to Deb, and you talk to some customers.
Yes.
Sometimes I would almost be like, I really don't need to talk to the principal person. Sometimes it's better to talk to people
about
that.
Talk to Russ, and he'll talk to Pork Chop.
Yeah. Sorry, T. This stuff's interesting, too.
It is interesting.
Yeah. It is. I'm not joking.
Thank you to Midwest Bank for sponsoring Hour 2.
I think Ben, there's a shot that Ben would do something like that.
Well, he should.
He's the regional reporter.
This would be the chance. This could be Ben's, like a resume. He sends this one out when all of a sudden he has a chance to work, like, for the New York Times. Well, what kind of work have you done? Well, have you seen my Shindaddy?
Yeah. I've heard of Shindaddy, right?
Right.
check this out.
It's your own problem.
Yeah, here you go. You want
front
here
page.
Front page. Here's my resume.
Dude.
thank you. 464-5685. Call or text the show as always.
30 minutes of Midwest Bank.
10.
I love
Michigan
that.
Has an opening. Oh, head coach, Sharon Moore, of course, fired and was arrested hours later. It was a very bizarre day for Sharon Moore on
Wednesday.
He's
arraigned today.
Arraigned today.
Me and Sip talked about the. I can't imagine the media frenzy right now. I mean, you're going to have you're going to have small town people requesting for a media request.
There's going to have to be a level of organization by the police department that is. There'll have to be a level of organization.
Can you imagine all of a sudden you're just sitting like their version of Keith Mann gets called in on Wednesday. Hey, listen, real quick here, just a little nuts and bolts thing at that. We're going to fire Sharon Moore here in about 10 minutes,
with cause,
and the story's going to. You're good with this, right?
Right.
Can you imagine the stuff that was going on?
Well, now, here's the thing about it. Okay, you're right, but there's no press conference because it was a firing with cause. Right. They never did a press conference. You would just tell Keith. Actually, the Keith Mann of Michigan, it wasn't probably that bad for him. And now I was thinking about today. Even today, it's not a Michigan matter at this point, right?
Yeah, it's not.
It's a police department
matter. It would be a little bit... type of a thing, but because he probably has to manage some sort of a press conference, has to be forthcoming, right? With the AD at some point in time.
What are they doing there? Oh, it's a mess.
Yeah, it's a mess.
Because as Jake pointed out yesterday, Ward Manuel's probably not going to survive this.
I mean, how is he safe through all this?
So I don't know if you'd put him in a press conference. No, you can't. You can't put him in a press conference right now.
This is president.
Yeah, who do you put? Well, they don't have a president. Well, they have an interim. They have an interim president because the other president was let go for similar reasons. It's a
mess.
How
long ago was that?
I think it's 2022.
Was it?
Yeah, it's a mess. But they're still interim. Yeah, they're up.
3 years of interim right now?
Well, you have to read up on it. But yeah, I think so. It's a mess.
And you're talking about this is a monster program.
Monster University. It's a prestigious university. Yeah, this is, I don't even know, it's hard to even put it in perspective what the mess that's gone on since really Harbaugh, when you go to Connor Stallions. I mean, that program has been an utter catastrophe, other than winning a national title.
National title and then Biff Poggi.
Yeah,
there's,
that helps.
And how did Biff handle the win here at Nebraska?
Go ahead.
What are you going to do tonight to celebrate?
I'm going to eat some Häagen-Dazs coffee ice cream with my wife and smoke a Cuban cigar and then probably go to the hospital.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here. And if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Hey, this is Steve Gorman, radio host, sports commentator, former drummer for the Black Crowes. The winter holidays are here, a time for festive celebrations, family gatherings, and ringing in the new year. Whether it's a holiday party, a night out with friends, or just relaxing by the fire with a few drinks, it's a season full of good cheer. But here's something else to add to your holiday plans: a safe and sober ride home. Just like in sports and music, always have a game plan. And the most important part of any plan is sticking to it. If you plan to drink, take that plan a step further. Call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or have a designated driver lined up before the night begins. Drinking and driving is a decision that can change your life and the lives of others forever. A DUI, a crash, an injury, the consequences are real and lasting. So please, for your sake and for everyone else on the road, make the smart choice. Get a sober ride home. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
That clip will never, ever, ever get old.
Probably go to the hospital.
It's 10 seconds of just glory there.
Here's the funny thing about this. The people who's...
Funny ha-ha or funny weird?
Funny weird. Yeah. That suggest, hey, how about maybe hiring, I don't know, Tommy Rees. 33 years old. Just throw him into that. 33 years old. Just throw Bach into it. I mean,
Rudy over there.
Yeah, just have him run that show now.
Imagine that the adult you have to have to. It's like, okay, what are we trying to get done? We're going to see if we can try to, you know, keep our class together because they're all free agents.
Okay.
Keep our current team together.
Right.
And then the portal's coming up. I mean, now I will say this: in about 2 years from now, it'll be as if nothing happened.
Well, if they get
two to three years, get the right guy.
Yeah.
They will. If I'm Michigan, I'm like going, yeah, it's pure hell. And then, like, in a couple of years, we'll be fine.
I think.
Because you can rebuild your program in a different way. If you get the right guy, mm-hmm. and it's still Michigan,
mm-hmm.
I said, so
they're probably, I agree if they get
like, hey,
the
listen,
right guy.
This is like, hey, listen, this is going to be a nightmare. We got to build a ride through this thing, and let's go.
You know what? I don't think it's the nightmares is a PR nightmare. I don't think it's a nightmare the other way. You can still win games and get it on the right track. It's just a horrific PR nightmare right now. Who is the guy, though?
You still keep hearing Kalen DeBoer in this conversation. Currently the head coach of Bama, a playoff team, by the way.
Yeah, but not. He hasn't had resounding
success. I understand that.
19-7.
Yes.
I mean, that's...
He's in the playoffs. He's playing a playoff game against Oklahoma, round one.
Yeah.
I'm saying that's a no.
You're saying DeBoer's a no.
I still say it's a no. But you never know. Crazy things
who
happen.
Who could be a yes?
Who thought that Lincoln Riley was going to USC? True. No one saw that one coming. No one's so things happen all the time.
Who could be a yes? Yeah. Brian Kelly?
I don't think there's for anything. Everything you read is it's a hell no.
Is it?
That's what you read.
There's no
people. Now where are we going? Jed Fish?
I think Jed Fish. So the question on a Jed Fish is, so this is what you hear a lot of. You hear a lot of that the one thing they have to do is clear house of anything that's been attached to the last 5 years, whether it be Harbaugh. That's what you hear.
Isn't that something? Harbaugh won a national title, but we want to clear house.
That's what you hear.
Right.
Everything's got sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Well, Jed Fish was with Harbaugh.
Okay.
So I don't know if does his roots go deeper? I don't know that, but he was Harbaugh's OC
So
for
you
two
wouldn't
years.
Want Jesse Minter.
And I believe so. And Minter also had show cause up until but it ends here. Like in
April or something like that.
I don't know. Sooner than that, I think. But anyway, point is, he still had his show cause.
Yeah.
But so, and it's a monster job. It's a monster job.
So let's not do the Tommy Rees thing. Like, what are we talking about? He's 33. You throw him into that? I mean,
it was already a question with Sharon Moore in the first place. I mean, he didn't have head coaching experience before, right? Did he?
No.
No. You take over Jim Harbaugh, who just won a title.
And you go with Sharon Moore. It was greeted with a lot of questions in general.
It was.
First time.
So you say no to DeBoer, no to Kelly. What about Lincoln Riley? He's on lists. He's on the list in front of me.
I don't know if you'd rule it out. I mean, if you're just saying all things even, would you have interest? Because it'd be like going, okay, I'm at USC. And as I mentioned, it's going to be really hard to win from the West Coast. It'll be hard. Oregon's giving it a shot. Yep. Oregon's giving it a shot. But it's really hard to win from the West Coast.
Why?
Not because of talent, because we just talked about it. It's you're so far removed from the Big Ten. The travel is different. You might have 3 games a year where you're going all the way across the country.
You might take that job.
So it might... That's one thing that stands out. Now, Oregon's getting it done. I mean, they really are. So,
how about Eli Drinkwitz?
A name. Is there any question that he would take the job?
No.
I mean, he's taking the job if this gets offered to him.
29-9 the last 3 seasons. Now, that one strikes me as underwhelming. Where me and you, the stool's not aligned on Kelly. I would look hard at Brian Kelly. Right now.
I'm out on Brian Kelly.
I know you guys are. I'm not. He's obnoxious, but he's less obnoxious in the North.
And I also don't feel like that is just a – I don't think Michigan's going like, that's where we should go. It's like, no, there's enough options out there that is not where we have to be.
Jake Hazer's chimed in, friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
He says –
incredible athlete.
He says, why not P.J. Fleck for Michigan?
Okay. His name has been mentioned.
Okay.
He has been an outlier name, but he's been mentioned. You
mentioned Fleck at Michigan.
I think
it would work.
I'm down.
No. Talk about someone that's, again, we're going to come in here with culture. We're going to have whatever. It might be on things. Oh, I don't know. He'd be dangerous.
He's been dangerous.
He's been dangerous at Minnesota. Agreed? He's been dangerous at Minnesota.
He has.
Yeah. The record against Nebraska is what? 8-1? What is his record against Nebraska?
One loss seven for one. Sure. That's it. 7-8-1.
7-8-1. So, no. I mean, Fleck would be.
He's getting mentioned.
His name has been mentioned. Okay. Yes, he's been on list.
I'd like that.
Now, this guy just signed an extension, but is Clark Lee of Vanderbilt a possibility at Michigan?
His name's on this list in front of me. Yeah.
I would think so. Such a hard one because of, obviously, being a Vanderbilt guy, and he has made such a hard statement. But would anyone be upset with him if he took the job?
No.
No. He's
He's a former Notre Dame defensive coordinator. He's 26 and 35 in Nashville. 26-35. Yeah. But... 10-2 this year.
2 years in a row of having success.
7-6 last season, 10-2 this year.
Is Marcus Freeman on your list that you're looking at there?
Yes. Oh, he's not on this list, but he would be on my list. Freeman would be good. For some reason, Willie Fritz is on this list. Willie Fritz is 65 years old.
Well, I could see him being on the list just because, again, let's find someone that is stable, that can handle that.
Is Brian Kelly stable?
I would think so. I don't know. I right now that did not end well.
No, I know it didn't.
I think he's been at 6 jobs. I mean, they do need a veteran dude.
That's the one
thing I wouldn't care about. I wouldn't care a lot about age. I'll go, who's our best guy for the next three to four years?
I don't care about 64 years old.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me. It's like, let's get the best guy for the next 3 or 4 years. Who can come in here and do the best they can at this?
The best choice is DeBoer. That's the best choice.
It'd be a great choice. I agree.
And then think about the domino effect. If he leaves Alabama to go to Michigan, now Alabama's open. So it's like we'd have Penn State, Michigan, and Alabama, and Florida, and LSU on the same cycle.
Then you wonder, would that be the job that Cignetti looks at Alabama?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I think my take is they're going to build a statue for him in Indiana.
Yeah.
And see what happens there. I think he's like, nope, I'm good enough right here.
If Dabo.
If DeBoer went to Michigan, Bama's open, and Cignetti says, no, I don't know what you do.
Dabo, maybe.
Could be.
Possible.
Could be.
Dabo, but anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got some. Yeah, today will be, I guess, interesting. To see what that arraignment looks like.
I'd love to hear him give some sort of a lingering timeline. Now talks about a potential like a DeBoer, somebody that's still coaching. A lingering timeline says we're in no hurry.
Yeah.
Because when do they play? Next week? Next weekend, is that when the games are,
yes.
Right?
The playoffs? Next playoffs Friday, Saturday. Yep.
So Friday, Saturday.
Yep.
That's still a long time before things get really serious. And it's not a job. I don't see someone coming from the group of six, for this job.
Maybe not, no.
Just because it'd be so much of this is a monster.
Right. That's why I am perplexed by the young coordinator suggestions.
Have we seen, I mean, there's been nothing of this magnitude in my life of this firing. I mean, I was doing a speech yesterday, and you sent the Sharon Moore with the emoji eyes.
He said,
and
is this real?
I just texted back. I was like, what are you talking about? Yeah. You send the deal like that. Is this real? Then I had to go talk. Then I was out. And I came back, and then there was over 600 posts about it.
And I didn't know the half of it when I texted that. I just knew there was an inappropriate relationship. But then, actually, at that point, he had not gone to the, you know, he didn't do his thing at the house and all that. So that arrest occurred later.
You get a lot of window time driving back from Curtis. And all the national I was listening to yesterday, everyone said all the national, this information has been out there for 4 to 6 weeks, that there was an investigation. Something's not going right at Michigan. There was, it wasn't just oh, they hasn't won enough. There was more to the story. There was all kinds of, and then now the storyline is when did they know? How did this happen? Mm-hmm. How could they, you know, did they hold off because if they beat Ohio State, then they might be able to beat Indiana and they go to the playoffs? And we don't. I mean, so there's all these storylines now of like, because the one, like someone said, if it's a fireable offense, fire with cause, that means it was fireable with cause when they found out.
Right.
And so that will always be one. Most likely they'll be able to, I wouldn't use the word hide, but be able to have it self prepare. Like, we found out information, we hired an outside.
They did.
And they didn't. They started to do their inquiries. That's how they'll be. That's how they can deal with the timeline.
It's really uncomfortable topic. It's really troubling.
It's fun in terms of the new coach talk, though.
Yeah,
Jerome Moore. That's not exactly a fun topic, but
no.
But the idea of hey, coach,
and I guarantee you, Michigan's December. Thinking like, okay, not sure if he was the right coach or not, and we don't owe him anything. Go get the right coach, and we can have this thing back on track. In no time,
we can
win enough games next year. We'll be back on track. We're Michigan, and I'm telling you, in 2 to 3 years, it'll be like going. Remember that story? Look at them, the fourth overall seed. Wouldn't shock you, would it?
No, not especially with the right guy.
Yeah,
Fleck would be that guy.
15 years ago would have been a lot. And the question will also be, as it comes up, with how can he hold it together, and who can he bring with him? Whoever comes in. Do they have the ability to bring 10 guys with them, 8 to 10? That's what jump-started Indiana, is the JMU jump-start.
Oh, yeah, I wonder what Fleck could bring.
I mean, it probably wouldn't be a lot, but I guarantee you, there's about 8 guys on Minnesota's roster they could help Michigan a lot.
Fleck fits that profile of, I'm here to save the day. Yeah. You know, he's that type of guy, you know. So
Did you sing that?
Yeah, I'm coming to save the day. You know that
is that a type. Song?
Like a musical over
yeah,
here.
PJ Broadway.
That's what it sounds like to me.
PJ Fleck.
Yeah, I come with.
I'm
tune.
Coming to save the day.
I come with song.
I come with song. Row of the Wolverine.
Yeah, that doesn't fit.
It doesn't. No.
No. Before we get to break, Bill, three words you don't want to hear in IT are what?
I've been hacked.
Nope. Avoid being hacked.
Will's in Columbus right now.
Applied Connective Technologies.
You know that? Driving around.
All 93 counties of the state with a 99.8% retention rate. They manage all things IT and cybersecurity. And free consultation for you is available at AppliedConnective.com.
Is Will really in Columbus?
He's in Columbus driving around right now. We're trying to build up Platte County. So we just need more superstars. It's because when you get retained like that, and guess what's building every day? Cyber issues. Every day it's like in recruiting. Someone's trying to, you know, oh, we recruited the guy, but we're done recruiting him. No, you're not. You keep going. That's what's happening every single day.
Will's in Columbus. You know what else is in Columbus today? Lincoln Southeast JV versus Columbus. He might want to go over there.
That'd be big.
Okay.
Big
you know game. Who's there?
Oh, I know. Keston!
We haven't heard that one for a while.
That was
well done.
Yeah, Cash is in Columbus. I told him, just keep your head down. Don't look anybody in the eyes. It's a tough town.
It's a tough town.
Keep your head down.
Smart move by him. But if he sees Will, be friendly to Will.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Will, seek out Cashton if you can. And
text
tell
Cash.
Him everything's all right. Yeah. Will and Cashton are in Columbus today.
What are they going to have
Worlds
lunch?
Collide.
Worlds collide.
Cashton.
Cash is probably like, Will, hey, Will, no I idea. Guess I was supposed to text you.
I'm not sure why.
I'm here for a junior high basketball game, but let's get...
No, it's not junior highs. JV.
JV, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
When we come back, Bill's Thrills is next on Early Break on the Ticket.